Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And by the way, a special shout-out tonight to all our friends over there in Fort Worth, Dallas. We appreciate you, and I said Fort Worth because technically that's where the radio station is that's playing us, but they're heard in the Dallas area. And by the way, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab and Parler as the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, well, joining us right now, Denny Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I mentioned in passing the truck drivers there. We always think the truck drivers. But we were just talking off the air about that high-speed chase that went on for, what, 2 hours or more?
Yeah, a little bit more than that. I think it was in the range of almost three.
And the way that thing got stopped, the guy in a heavy-duty pickup truck zooming all around Pomona, California, pretty much stuck to that area, was somebody in a semi happened to be sitting in an area, and I guess they realized that the bad guy was coming towards them, and the driver in the semi pulled out, blocked the road, and the truck driver was trying to beat the truck across the intersection, the pickup truck driver, that is, and boom, end of story, smashed right into it, the airbags deployed, and that was the end of the chase.
Pretty much.
So, score one for the truck driver.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I want to start out with this story we talked about just off air a minute ago about this ship, an Iranian-flagged ship in the Red Sea, which was hit by a Olympic mine yesterday evening, apparently, late yesterday. This ship is named the Savitz, and it apparently is operated by the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and it's an intelligence gathering vessel which really didn't do much of anything but sit out there in the Red Sea.
It really doesn't kind of surprise me that that the IRGC has got specifically stationed assets, if you will, that kind of monitor all things that are going on when it comes to naval traffic or sea traffic, I should say. So, and don't think that there aren't some friendlies out there that are watching these kinds of things and they make some determinations of what the IRGC is doing, and then they kind of take care of business.
Well,
with that.
Yeah, they're accusing, Iran is accusing Israel of having done this. But in order to do this, you would have had to have had a diver come out and actually go under the vessel and plant the limpet, because it's a magnetic mine, and the way it operates is when the mine is released from the ship, when it gets up to a certain speed, the mine goes off.
Or it's just a timer that's on it.
Yeah. So that's true, too. But who knows what's going on here. We'll just have to wait and see if, because it's tit for tat with these guys, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So somebody will do something else and away we go. All right. Well, in the meantime, we've got the White House doing the Dr. Fauci dance. Because Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, comes out a few weeks ago, I guess a couple weeks ago, and he says, well, we're going to have the vaccine passport so we know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't and blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff. But in the meantime, the White House yesterday says, nope, we're against the vaccine passports due to privacy concerns. We aren't supporting it.
Yeah, so just be patient. You know, all things can change. That's how this White House operates. You know, we'll see what they do. I mean, I'm not trusting anything this White House is doing because I think it's operating under full chaos.
Yeah, we talked about that with the dog. And, of course, we've got this DHS secretary who came out and threw a monkey wrench into everything, and we don't believe that. I don't think either one of us believes. Well, you know, no. We might restart the wall, and they do have money for it that they can't use for anything else but the wall, because they're still paying, even though the wall is not being built. They're still paying those contractors.
That's right. It's under contract.
Yep.
And there hasn't been a violation of the contract except on the government side.
Yep. So they're stuck. They got to pay for this, and why not finish the wall since you got to pay for it anyway? But then again, what do we know?
I'm embarrassed for this White House. I mean, I'm embarrassed for them and I'm embarrassed for us. What do you suppose other world leaders here are sitting here thinking?
Oh, I know what they're thinking, and China's taking full advantage of it. Full advantage.
I mean, yes.
Yep. They look at Joe Biden as being a weak leader, and what they're doing right now to Taiwan is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's right.
Because there's something going on every day where they're either infringing on their airspace or passing too close to the international water line that they've got there, the border, or something. And that's also going on all around Southeast Asia. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. Hold that thought, and when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And the Chinese government, they have no respect. They have no respect for this government and our president. And why wouldn't you? All right, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and before I get back to Denise Simon, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Stem Cell Patch Outfit, and let's let them tell them about themselves.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Al in the chat room chiming in saying that he's heard from people on the radio that there's a war being predicted between us and China. I don't think so.
Well,
our president isn't.
Not to be snarky, but depends upon what the definition of war is.
Sure.
Because I would argue that we are in a conflict with China.
Yep.
And, you know, Biden had allegedly a two-hour conversation with President Xi. And in a two-hour conversation, it has been determined by Peter Ducey, that in a question to Biden, have you had a conversation? In that conversation, did you talk to China about their guiltiness in all things pandemic? Well, the answer to that was no.
Yeah.
Which is really a stunning
correct
condition here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Biden is doing all day long. You know, he makes one cockamamie trip to some, you know, U.S. business someplace, and then he has to go back to the White House, and I don't know.
He went 30 miles outside of town and then went back.
Yeah, so, look, you have got Russia amassing on the border of Ukraine.
Yep.
You have got Chinese ships all over the South China Sea that are contesting all things in transit there.
Yep.
You know, there's plenty that this cat needs to be doing instead of, you know, traveling about, you know, 30 miles from the White House to go make a public appearance someplace. And, oh, by the way, Kamala is supposed to be in charge of talking to foreign leaders. You know, she's the diplomatic dignitary du jour.
Yeah.
And so what is she doing? She goes to California, and she's trying to support Governor Newsom against all things recall.
Yep.
And then she goes to Chicago, and she's trying to sell, mm-hmm. you know, the $1 trillion, or $2 trillion spending package. So,
yeah.
I go back to the dog. The dog is telling us this White House.
And let's
chaos.
Not forget, she was 2 hours north of the border and never went there, and she's in charge of the border.
Well, not according to the White House. Now they've kind of walked that back. They don't know what she's in charge of.
All right. Well, let's take a call and find out what Ian's question is. Okay, Ian, what's your question for Denise?
I just got a couple comments. The only border that Kamala Harris ever knew was making a run for the border back in the old days to go to Taco Bell, okay?
All right.
But, you know, as for this thing about war with China, I got news for you. We might not think we're in war with China, but they had to, back in 1999, 22 years ago, at one of their party congresses, they designated us the main enemy.
Yeah.
Instead, their own communist apparatus said, we are at war with the United States. That was in 1999.
Yep.
And it's kind of similar to us thinking, well, we're not at war with the Islamic fundamentalists. Well, they've been at war with us since at least the 1970s.
Correct.
So I don't know. Maybe we're late to the party, but that's my comments. Thanks. Right. Bye.
Yeah, well, all of that is true, Janice, because, for example, cyber war. They've been at us. Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, we have a space war.
Yep.
I mean, you know, everybody laughed at Trump when he wanted to create the Space Force, and you know, anybody that's paying any kind of attention knows that that is battle space.
It is.
Oh, by the way, has anyone other than me, I've been paying attention to it for a couple of years now, but that's what Russia is doing in the Arctic.
That's right.
So.
And they have a huge presence in the Arctic.
Well, they just broke through. The Russians did. They just broke through with some pretty interesting through the ice with some pretty interesting assets there. So, hello, Biden. What are you doing? And why is it that you feel like you've got to be, you know, hanging out at some, you know, American business here? And where's Kamala? Is she on a submarine someplace, you know, looking for...
Well, Biden is playing games with the climate agenda. Biden is playing games with the Title IX school sexual assault rules to bring transgenders into the mix and all that stuff. I mean, that's what Biden is doing instead of paying attention to national security.
It's bad.
And it's pathetic because, you know... Those of us that are sitting here watching this, yourself included, myself included, we understand what it is that's going on. And by the way, the next time that I hear Joe Biden say Jim Crow, I think I'm going to give him a crow to fly with.
Okay.
I mean, for God's sake, the guy is, he's lost. All right, let's take one real quick call here. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Denise?
Well, I'm going to go the same round as Ian just did. This is a comment, a statement for our nation's security and our nation's survival. If this guy isn't Biden and his his cabinet isn't apprehended, arrested, and drawn in here, put on court, and charged with treason.
It'll never happen. All right, let's see. Now, who is... Oh, Backgammon Bob. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question? Because I know you're going to ask one.
You got it right, buddy. Anyway, did Denise see where the China is now turning its currency into a digital currency? And what effect does she think that will have on us? All right, that's it, Captain.
Yeah, that's right. I saw that yesterday. I'm going to ask Chris Markowski about it.
Yeah, I have it up to kind of, I've read it, and I'm going to go slow on this one. They have been working to do alternative currencies, not to use the U.S. As the world's basic currency here. So I think there's more to that story. So, just be careful, because between Russia and China, they're coming after it.
Yeah, and all these different things with this administration, you know, moving up the vaccine eligibility date to April 19th, you know, we knew about that a while ago, that this was going to happen because things are going better than what they thought. By the way...
Well, and that's because of Trump.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. But they're not giving him any credit.
Who cares? They're not going to, so quit hoping they will.
I know. And there's a private report now that concludes that Biden is lowballing the infrastructure package by $1 trillion. Now, does that mean we're going to have an overexpense on the stimulus this time around, or does that mean we got another one coming?
You've got a permit and regulation process, okay? So just for the sake of discussion, if Biden says, okay, you know, in this infrastructure, you know, spending, we got X number of dollars to fix, you know, I-20. Well, first of all, there's a whole permit process, and there's a regulations process, and then there's environmental impact, and there's all this other kind of stuff. So if you think the first yard of cement is going to be poured during the Biden administration, think again, because it's not. We don't move that fast, unless it was Trump who was moving regulations and permits and stupid processes out of the way. But that's not the way that our government is designed, unless somebody steps in there and fixes it. So there's not going to be the first thing that's going to happen that's going to matter in any way. You got to pay off too many people. You got to do, you know, too much stupidness in the federal government in order to get things moving, and it's not going to move quickly at all.
And if you want to make changes, folks, it all starts right now, right here today, right now. Start it on the local level and work it on up. You can get it done. All right, we'll talk to you tonight.
Yep.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And you know, when we have a guest on the line, call and ask a question. Don't make a long-winded statement because you're taking up the guest's time. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Several major corporations like Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines have made statements in the last few days criticizing a new elections law recently enacted in Georgia. Major League Baseball officially announced Tuesday that it would relocate its All-Star game to Denver, Colorado out of Atlanta in a protest against the new law. But at a Tuesday press conference, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell warned corporations to stay out of politics and not to let themselves get drawn into political debates.
My warning, if you will, to corporate America is to stay out of politics. It's not what you're designed for. And don't be intimidated by the left into taking up causes that put you right in the middle of one of America's greatest political debates.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's right. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, and it is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses for your service, and we need to take a look at, tell you all about where they're at when we come back. But in the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me talk about the National Aviation Academy for many years, and they are certainly the best at what they do, and that's training young men and young women to become aviation maintenance techs, which is a high-paying job, which definitely is a rewarding field, because when you get into the certification process and become an aviation maintenance tech, you will never, never have to worry about having a job anywhere again. Reason being is because, guess what? You have the opportunity to go to work anywhere, anywhere in the world, anywhere in the world, because aviation maintenance techs are wanted and needed in every country around the world. So, here's what I want you to do. Call them up and ask to take the tour at one of their locations. Now, they have a location in Concord, Mass. They have a location in Clearwater, Florida. Their telephone number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them which campus you want to go check out, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And don't forget, you can always check them out online, do the same thing there by going to the website, naa.edu. So there you go. National Aviation Academy. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, we found out on Tuesday the U.S. and Iran are holding indirect talks in what could be the first step towards reviving the 2015 deal that constrains Tehran's nuclear facilities in exchange for the sanctions relief. Obviously, Iran wants to get up underneath the sanctions, and they want to start generating revenue and making a lot of money for the oil that they have and the natural gas, too, that is money that's just sitting there waiting for them to get. Now, U.S. policy towards Egypt has sparked quite a bit of conflict between the congressional Democrats and President Biden, because Joe Biden pledged that there would be no more blank checks for Trump's favorite dictator. But a weapons sale to Egypt is raising concerns amongst the progressive left liberal crowd. We'll see what happens there. By the way, last fall, Army leaders went to the Associated Press to announce that they'd seen a worrying increase in suicides since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. The data showed a 30% increase in that service alone between the months of July and September. Now, the suicides were the highest with the reservists in the military. The reservists. I guess that's because they were being called up and being sent all around the world and different places and whatnot. A lot of people don't understand that when you join the reserve, you can go at any time, anywhere. You're at the beck and whim of the United States military. And the U.S. Army has embarked on competitive prototyping for an Arctic vehicle. Now, the U.S. Army is embarking on the competitive prototyping effort to acquire a new all-terrain vehicle that can operate in the Arctic, with evaluations to take place in Alaska later this year. Now, the service's combat support and combat service support teams are taking a look at this vehicle. And the Air Force JTACs trained Syrian fighters during a live fire exercise with attack helicopters last month, catching the attention of some online forums and highlighting a little-known part of the fight against the Islamic State that may foreshadow the future of air support in proxy wars. We have been teaching the Syrians, the fighters going up against ISIS, how to fly. And you haven't heard about it. But it's been going on for a while. By the way, in a rare move, three United States Coast Guard ocean-going cutters left Puerto Rico to join NATO allies and the U.S. Navy's 5th and 6th fleets in both Europe and Bahrain. New mission, indeed, for the Coast Guard. Now, equipped only with English language skills and a bayonet, one of our Afghan military translators is now a student at Brown University after working for 3 years in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan as an interpreter. He was allowed to come to this country, was given a green card, and now he's going to school, and he's going to become a citizen. Good for him. In the final weeks before the U.S. is set to withdraw from Afghanistan, if they do, May the 1st, and I use the word if, officials are trying to negotiate with the Taliban and slave off a Taliban spring offensive, which is looming right now. And most of the military talking heads that I talk to are telling me that they believe it's not going to take much to overthrow the Afghan government. After all these years of being there, they still aren't able, for whatever reason, to take care of themselves, for the most part. Now, satellite images are now showing Russia building up military equipment in the Arctic. You heard Denise talk about that. And testing new weapons. It makes it look like they're going to assert dominance in the region. They've also found oil, lots of oil in the Arctic, which is what they were trying to do, and other minerals, which we'll be talking about in the days and weeks to come. Now, we know Putin has stepped up his efforts to intimidate Ukraine and their allies with not one, not two, but three divisions of hardcore Soviet military, to include tanks, artillery, ground troops, and air support, just off the Ukrainian border. What's he going to do? Don't know. But it seems that he might be able to do almost anything he wants. What are we going to do about it? Probably not much. Now, U.S. officials are also downplaying reports that the Palestinian Authority and its president, Mahmoud Abbas, refused to take Secretary of State Antony Blinken's call by saying the two sides are having working-level conversations. That means the junior G-men are talking back and forth. By the way, Secretary of State Antony Blinken also announced the appointment of a U.S. coordinator for global COVID-19 response and health security, while committing the Biden administration is leading the worldwide effort to beat back the pandemic, because we're starting to now accumulate an excess of the vaccine, and we're going to be shipping some of it overseas to countries that need it so they can get started with what they have to do. And contrary to public opinion, no one's forcing anyone to take a vaccine. If you want to take it, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you want to go see a game, or maybe you want to go to a horse track, here's another one. I heard this the other day. New York is considering the vaccine passport to get you into the racetracks around, or you have to take a COVID test right then and there. Wow. Never stops, does it? All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kathy, give the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Don't forget, I take Relief Factor every morning and every night before I start the show, and it takes care of the problems that I have, which is pretty much swelling in my left ankle and foot and leg, and if I have pain associated with that, sometimes it goes all the way up into my back. It'll take care of that, too. Now, this is 100% drug-free, the product. It comes with the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3, which will alleviate pain at the source and lower or eliminate pain altogether and control the inflammation that you've got in your body. So, all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start, and you'll know what I know and tens of thousands of other people have found out about. The product works. relieffactor.com/captain. And I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. All right, the watchdog on Wall Street is in the house. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Boy, I'm doing pretty good, but, you know, I got to read you an email I got here from one of our listeners, and I want to thank Fred. Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He said, hey, Captain, CBS 60 Minutes needs to do the honorable thing and invite Governor Ron DeSantis on the show to explain his side of the story. They, CBS, really went too far on this one, and they need to do the right thing and extend the invitation to the individual harmed by their shtick. And that's Fred in Fort Lauderdale. And all I can tell you, Fred, is that good luck with this one. Right, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. And hey, listen, you know, for the most part, I think, you know, 60 Minutes throughout the years has had a pretty good track record. When I was a youngster, I first moved to New York City, I used to wait on Mike Wallace and Andy Rooney at a restaurant that I used to work at there, and they were really, really nice. But you know, when you screw up as bad as they did, and again, they're getting that element in there as well. You're getting that woke crowd in there, that search and destroy crowd out there. You got to make it right, and there's no excuse for what they did. And it's obvious right now that the most dangerous person in the country to the left is DeSantis, and they're going to do everything and anything they can to try to knock him down a peg or two, yeah, because he's been right on everything, and the state of Florida is doing as well as it has been doing. And you know, the growth down there is fantastic. They can't have that happen. They can't have a success story like that. And it seems to me that's exactly what this reporter wanted to do, quite frankly, was just to knock him down. But to think that they're going to bring him on, I mean, that would be the right thing to do. You're right. It would be the honorable thing to do. But like I said to you earlier, I think I got a better chance of playing center field for the Yankees.
Well, you know, when you talk about 60 Minutes, back in the day, Mike Wallace and Harry Reasoner, remember him?
Yeah.
And Andy, what the heck was his last name again?
Remember Andy Rooney used to do that little...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Andy Rooney, the guy with the funny hair. And then you had, let's see, I guess Leslie Stahl was back when they started, too. And Maury, what was it, Maury?
Yeah, it was Ed Bradley.
Safer?
There was a bunch of them. Yeah, Maury Safer, Ed Bradley. There's yeah. They had some decent reports. Lara Logan, who was doing some reports, she's been fantastic. Yeah. But, you know, there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for that type of behavior.
And those people were news people, and they verified their sources, and they put a story out there. They wouldn't just throw something out there and do a hatchet job on somebody. That's not what they did. But that went away, I guess, about 10 years ago now. Okay, let's get into it here, because a private report has concluded that Joe Biden has probably lowballed his infrastructure package by at least $1 trillion. Now, that either means one of two things. Either we're going to get another stimulus package sooner rather than later, or they're going to be way under cost on this and go, well, we got to have more money, or they're just going to go over budget on what it is they're going to do. And by the way, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, only 9% of the money that's in this stimulus plan goes for infrastructure.
Well, they're redefining, you know, the traditional word infrastructure, you know, fixing roads and building bridges and all that is what we would think. They're redefining infrastructure as home health care and all of these other things that are welfare-based.
And broadband, internet,
All of these things that we traditionally wouldn't call infrastructure, they're calling infrastructure, the pre-K and all of these various different things. And again, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, we're redefining words and language, which the left always likes to do because it fits their needs. Again, I don't know what this is going to do via the Congressional Budget Office and a CBO. You've already got Democrats come out and say that they're not for raising certain taxes, in particular corporate taxes. So I don't know how the financing is going to come if they're just going to just say, hey, we're going to continue to press print and, you know, keep going on our merry way. I mean, you're talking an incredible sum of money.
Well, yeah, that's true. And, gosh, I don't even want to just think about where we could be going here, but we're looking at probably $10 trillion or more.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we're going to pay for it one way or another. You're going to pay for it via inflation and the value of the money that you make, which continues to drop, or you're going to come up with it with some other, you know, type of tax. You know, they had some of the European leaders that basically got on board with Janet Yellen's statement in regards to a minimum corporate tax, but the EU is not the only game in town. I kid you not, you're going to see people move their business to China, and their headquarters to China if they're going to be more competitive. Companies are not going to care. And again, we're playing right into their hands right now. We really are by some of the things that we're doing. It's really not smart.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos endorsed Joe Biden's corporate tax plan, saying that he didn't think he was paying enough, and he was willing to pay that extra additional money.
Oh, come on, that's just him saying, hey, you know what, virtue signaling. He doesn't want to get bad press in the paper when he's asked that question. Oh, sure, I'll pay more. Right. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be loopholes, handouts, and giveaways that are going to prevent, that he's going to, deal with to keep his costs down. I mean, the reality is it doesn't make any difference to Jeff Bezos whether they raise the corporate tax or not. And you got to understand, as far as corporations are concerned, he's pretty much the only game in town, and he's just going to pass that cost on down to the consumer. It's just how life works.
Well, back in the day when you lived on Fifth Avenue in New York, right?
Not Fifth Avenue.
The Fifth Avenue landlords are now seeking almost $200 million in unpaid rent that they can't get, and nobody can throw these people out because the foreclosure eviction thing has been extended through the rest of the summer.
Listen, I have people, have clients that were living off of their rental income. They just say, I'm going to invest in a piece of property and I'm going to rent it out, and that's going to be my retirement. That's going to be my income for retirement. And they're not getting paid.
Nope.
Yet they still got to pay the taxes. They still got to pay the carrying costs. I don't listen to this whole mean old landlord stuff. I mean, you're living in the place. You should probably pay. And you wouldn't like it if, they stopped paying the bill for the heat or the maintenance on the apartment. I mean, they have costs too.
Yeah.
If they've got a mortgage, whatever it may be, it's not right.
No.
You can't do that. You're cutting off a part of the equation. Why shouldn't they get paid? You can't walk into a grocery store and say, hey, you know what? My hours have been cut. I'm not going to pay for groceries. You still got to pay.
Yeah. By the way, there's a Morning Consult poll that's come out that says 26% of the people are now looking for a new job after the COVID pandemic has slowed down and gone away.
Oh, maybe people were out of work or they were doing something, put their time to better use, acquired a new skill and maybe looking to do something new. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, and by the way, they're now talking about, now this is something, this is the government, the federal government. They're now talking about banning U.S. home foreclosures for one full year from right now.
You're going to ban foreclosures. You're going to get a lot of people out there. They're going to say, hey, you know what? I'm just not going to pay for the next year. Maybe I'll catch up. I don't know how you can say that. I mean, you have to pay your bills. I mean, one way or another. I mean, it's going to cause a disconnect in the system. People get all upset. I mean, you went into a deal, a partnership with the bank, and the deal was you pay your mortgage or they're going to take the house. What's going to happen is that you're going to get the higher cost for PMI and all of these other things because you're going to make it harder on people that want to go out and buy a home because these banks are going to make it tougher requirements to get a loan.
Boy, are they. It's going to be really tough for those of us that are sitting here that want to do something because of the other ones that are screwing it up for the rest of us. All right, you have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be right back with Amanda Mackey.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.